What's up, besties? Welcome back to another episode of Net Worth and Chill with me, your host, Vivian Tu, aka your rich BFF and your favorite Wall Street girly. This episode is sponsored by my advertising partners at Marshalls. All Net Worth and Chill besties know that Marshalls gets the deal, so you get the good stuff. As your rich BFF who likes to save and doesn't like to compromise on quality, Marshalls is literally my best friend. Whether you're breaking into a new industry or conquering the one you're already in, Marshalls will always help you save a little coin while still being the most fashionable person in the room. Well-deserved holiday plans on the horizon? Gift shopping for loved ones? Think of all the things you can do with the money you save by shopping for high-quality deals at Marshalls. It's about that time of year again. It is almost Black Friday. It's almost stick season. I actually recently learned what that means. It's like the time in between Halloween and the holidays, the winter holidays, and it's basically just like a time where you slug and all you want to do is eat candy and a ton of food and chill on your couch and snuggle up because it's cold and dreary. But I like to think of Black Friday and the sales surrounding Thanksgiving time period as like my Super Bowl, because I am someone who loves to ball on a budget. And one thing that drives me kind of insane is I feel like back in the day when I was in college or even younger than that, Black Friday was just that. It was the Friday after Thanksgiving. But every single year, it seems like the sales have been creeping up forward and forward and forward to the point where, like, last year, sales started the week before Thanksgiving, which just feels a little crazy to me, because what ends up happening is that people do all of their shopping so much earlier, they miss out on the deepest cuts later on. And the folks that wait till later on, the deepest cuts, you know, maybe they don't even have the item that they want anymore. But it's become a little bit of this game, this board game that you have to figure out to be able to shop Black Friday properly and, frankly, better than anybody else. So if you want to shop Black Friday this year without any regrets, like a professional like me, stick around. I am going to break down a couple different ways to really, really make this a time period where you are getting and taking advantage of the best deals, but not buying just to buy or blowing your money on stuff that you don't actually want or need. So let's get started. First up, number one, make your list now. I know Black Friday has words like sale, deal, discount, 50% off, buy one, get one. And obviously this can get really overwhelming so, so fast. Personally, I used to have this really awful habit of buying stuff just because it was on sale. I'd get some ad on Instagram and I'd click it and I would see that they're doing, oh, a buy one, get one free deal or gift with purchase, blah, 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 blah. And suddenly I'd be the proud owner of two more pairs of black leggings that I already had dozens of. So what I like to do nowadays is actually create a calendar invite on my Google Calendar, on my Outlook, whatever, for Black Friday. Maybe you want to start shopping a little earlier. You can do it then. I personally just stick to Black Friday and I list out things that I need or want ahead of time. So on the day of, I can tick through my list one by one, be very quick about it, and then either physically go home if I'm going in store or just get off of my computer as soon as I'm done, because this is going to help prevent me from buying stuff that I don't need or shopping just to shop. And I find that this helps to keep me really organized, and that way I don't veer off track and suddenly I'm buying some 80 pack of toe socks that I will never actually wear. So for example, this year on my list, I have some special period underpants because I really like them. I find that they just make my period so much easier to manage. I really want to get some silver jewelry. I feel like I'm a very big gold girly, but sometimes when I have silver focused outfits or cooler tones, I don't really know what to match with them. So silver jewelry. And then I also want to get a few new blazers just because I've been going on a bunch of news stations and interviews, and I feel like no matter what you're wearing, a blazer ties it all together and just makes you look so professional and polished. So those are the three things that are really on my list. I've obviously got a couple other home thingies, just like cleaning solutions or toilet paper or stuff that I would just regularly need that are easy buys on that day. Just so happens if department stores or big box shops are having some sales. But the whole point of this is by keeping your list really short and really organized and very focused, you do not have the opportunity to be led astray. Tip number two, use price tracking tools and extensions. So you're going to want to utilize tools like Honey or Camel 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 or a Price Blink so that you can track price drops and discounts to make sure you're actually getting a good deal. Oftentimes on Black Friday, what ends up happening is that you see a massive percent off label and you think you're getting a huge bargain, right? But you don't know what that product was priced at for the last few months. With a tool like Honey, though, you can add an item you're interested in to your drop list. If they detect a price drop at that store, they'll notify you. And drop list works on stores like Macy's, Target, Walmart, the really big stuff. And also, it's a little bit of a weird name, but if you're doing your Black Friday shopping on Amazon, Camel, 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 yes, like the animal, three times, will help you track price history there. All you gotta do is you go to the website, you search up the name of the item you wanna buy, and you can look at the price chart and it'll show you what things have been priced at over the past 12 months, 6 months, whatever time frame you're trying to look at. And this is really helpful because just because something's marked up and then marked down does not actually make it a good deal. That might actually just be full price, and you wanna make sure that you're getting only good deals on Black Friday. Okay, on to tip number three, create a sinking fund. Yes. So if I recently conducted a survey that found Americans will spend over $1,100 on average on holiday gifts, with millennials leading the pack with spending nearly $1,500 on average. And pulling $1,100 out of your bank account within the span of a few weeks is pretty brutal, but a sinking fund can make those expenses feel a lot more manageable. So all you have to do is set aside some money in fixed time intervals. So instead of pulling out $1,000 nearly all at once, this means you're going to be setting aside $20 here, $50 here, $100 there. And this distributes the burden over a number of weeks instead of all at once in November and early December. Unfortunately, this podcast is coming out mid-November, but if this is something that you want to start in January, you can. And that way you only have to put away $5, $10 a week, and you will easily get to where you want to be in terms of your holiday budget. Okay, tip number four, you want to take advantage of cashback and rewards programs. So what you can do is get cashback on everything you buy this year through Rakuten. Rakuten is an affiliate network that gets paid to drive traffic to retailers and to essentially compel people to utilize their site and app, because it is, you know, one more step in your shopping process. They're going to offer you an incentive. Basically, so that they can get paid because you're using their site, they'll kick back some of their commission to you. And again, I don't encourage spending money just to spend it, but at the end of the day, we still need to be living, not surviving. You are allowed to enjoy spending money and buying stuff. So say you want to buy some makeup from Ulta. What you're gonna do is you're gonna start your trip at Rakuten, you're gonna click Ulta, and then you're going to go to the website through Rakuten. You are going to check out. And once you check out, because you have gone through the Rakuten process, you will get cash back on whatever you purchased. And these days, Rakuten also has the ability to link your credit card that you use most frequently. So if you are even shopping in stores, you can still get cash back. And this is awesome because not only do you get cash back from Rakuten, but you can still use whatever credit card you'd normally use. So you can get points or cash back from your credit card company as well. The only caveat being, make sure that you are paying your credit card balance in full and on time every single month. If you're gonna shop, you might as well get a little something back for it. Who's ready to gift the good stuff for less this holiday season with the help of our advertising partners at Marshalls? The holidays are stressful enough, so why worry about compromising on quality just to save some cash? Marshalls has all the best high-quality holiday merchandise, from decor and fashion to gifts for everyone on your list this season, all at the best prices. Get financially fit this holiday season with Marshalls as your one-stop holiday shop. Marshalls makes it easy to get the good stuff for less. Okay, tip number five, buy early and price match. This goes back to that gripe I had at the beginning of this podcast. You know, you get all excited, you want to buy something on Black Friday, but by the time you get there, your size or the color you wanted or the specific model, it's already sold out. Too bad, so sad. Deals are now starting the Monday of Thanksgiving week, if not the week before, but the deepest cuts do tend to happen after Thanksgiving. So you don't want to necessarily buy too early and end up spending more, but you also don't want to wait too long and then miss out entirely. So there is a solve for some retailers. I say some. Many places have price match policies, meaning you can buy items now for full price, and then when it goes on sale on Black Friday or Cyber Monday, you can actually call them and get the price adjusted. The store will just refund you the difference. That way, you're not at risk of the item selling out before you can buy it. And a whole bunch of brands do this, pretty much a lot of the biggest players. But frankly, anybody who has a return policy oftentimes does do price matching because in theory, you could just go buy the item again and then return the more expensive version. But if you're unsure, just make sure to check whatever retailer you're shopping at's customer service FAQs, frequently asked questions. Some stores do exclude Black Friday deals from price match, but others don't. So just be sure to check the terms based on the brand you want to shop at, because this could be a super great loophole to getting the item you want, but also at the best possible price. Okay. On to tip number 6, leverage AI software and reverse image searches. So yes, if you have something in particular in mind, but you don't want to sift through pages on pages on pages of search results just to find the item you're shopping for, instead, you should just work smarter and take advantage of softwares like reverse image search. This is especially useful if you are looking for designer looks for less. Basically, all you have to do is go find a photo of the item you want to purchase, take a screenshot, and then you can head to Google or Amazon and basically click that little camera button. And then you'll hit search your photo and select your screenshot, and you're going to be shown similar items. And from there, you can sort through which purchases are being offered at the deepest price cuts or in your budget range. I actually learned about this because one of my girlfriends taught it to me, and I asked her, I was like, listen, like, how did you figure out you could do this? And she said that her ex started dating a new girl and she didn't want to be like, hey, like, can you ask your girlfriend like where that cute top is from, but she really wanted it, but she was too proud to ask, so she had to get resourceful. And now I'm sharing that tip with you guys so you can find the best items for less. Okay, and now on to tip number 7. This is gonna sound so strange, but put stuff in your cart and then just leave it. Basically, what if I told you I had a secret tip to help get you 10 to 25% off most of your online purchases? You would wanna know that, right? I bet you would. The big secret is to just abandon your cart. Yes, I know this sounds counterintuitive, but if you go to a site and put all of the items you want to purchase into your cart and you go through half of the checkout process, at least the first step where you provide your email but then leave the site, oftentimes brands will then follow up with a discount code direct to your inbox to incentivize you to come back and finish your purchase. They know that if you were already that far down the purchase process, you're likely only going to need a pretty small push to finalize your order. I've had this work for me for multiple online retail brands, and you can use this to your advantage to save a few bucks when you're shopping. You might even be able to double up on this special email discount on top of a Black Friday deal to make sure you're getting the best possible price. And this is such a weird hack, but trust me, it does work. Okay, last but definitely not least, tip number 8, use Black Friday as an opportunity to buy holiday gifts. I know this is something that I have done personally ever since I started buying holiday gifts, but I do all of my shopping over the Black Friday time period because this is the last opportunity for sales before brands are gonna know you're gonna be in a desperate position to buy gifts for the holidays. So if you can actually organize your thoughts now and decide on gifts for your friends and family early, you'll get a great deal. This is also a great way to deter you from spending a ton of money on yourself on Black Friday outside of just the gifts you want to give. Sometimes you need to scratch that I want to buy something itch. And if you can satisfy that by actually paying for something and shopping for something that you need, like a holiday gift for a loved one, instead of buying one more shirt you won't wear, you're going to be better off financially. If you want to check out my free holiday budgeting spreadsheet, just go to yourrichbff.com/holidaybudgetsheet. And there will be a place where you can download my Excel that I personally use to make sure that my holidays do not break the bank while I'm still able to get everybody a great gift. At the end of the day, we have to remember that Black Friday is an incredible time to buy things that we need for everyday life as well as for the holidays, but we should just remember a very important piece of wisdom. Just because something is on sale doesn't make it affordable, nor does it make it practical for us. Through mindful and purposeful spending, we can make the most of this big sale season without going overboard. And as always, the more mindful you are with your spending, the better you're going to feel about it and the less regret you're going to have. So I hope you enjoyed this episode, and I'll catch you guys next week. Bye. Thank you for listening to today's episode sponsored by my advertising partner, Marshalls. Managing your finances properly during the holidays does not mean you should be sacrificing quality on any of your holiday or shopping lists. This holiday season, Marshalls has the highest quality on-trend fashion, beauty, and home decor at amazing prices so you can maximize savings and invest those savings. Invest in a holiday getaway for a mental reset, or maybe get that side hustle kickstarted. You could even go back to school. Marshalls makes it possible to get the good stuff for less, no matter what you're shopping for. Thanks for tuning into this week's episode of Net Worth and Chill. If you like this episode, make sure to leave a rating and a review and subscribe so you never miss an episode. Got a financial question you want answered in the future? You can leave me a voicemail or text me at 908-858-3410. Make sure to follow me at Your Rich BFF across social media for even more relatable financial content. Special thanks to my team at Audioboom, as well as Range Media and WME. See you next week. Bye!